Kia ora, ko tu whenua rawa nga tanahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. The Māori Party says it's not contesting next month's Tauranga by-election because of concerns for candidate safety. Rāwiri Waititi, whose Wairiki electorate includes the city, says even in the 18 months he has been in Parliament, Tauranga seems to have become more of a breeding ground for racism. There have been pamphlets delivered to homes saying it's okay to be white, and a Papamoa man threatened to kill Māori leadership and burn down 150 marae.
He's now on home detention. This is you know, it's a bit like those two clowns that pinned that young boy down, cut his finger off and walked free. This is New Zealand. This is what we're talking about. And Tauranga Moana has become the Jim Crow state of the South Pacific.
Rāwiri Waititi. The Presbyterian Church will give local iwi the first right of refusal to any church-owned land which comes up for sale in the future. Reverend Dr. Wayne Tikawa, a former chair of the Presbyterian Māori Synod, says the milestone decision reflects a younger generation coming into leadership roles. While he made a similar proposal a decade ago, it was sidelined.
The older generation, like my generation, my parents' generation, they didn't want to have these conversations. So every time you brought up confiscation and land and how the church got the land, those conversations got sidelined. But the younger generation, I've noticed, are very happy to have those hard conversations and ask those questions that nobody else wants to ask.
Reverend Tikawa, who teaches theology at the University of Otago, says his former church in Dunedin is now closed and should be made available. A Māori supermarket owner says action on pricing by New Zealand's two supermarket chains is in line with a worldwide trend. Countdown has put a three-month winter freeze on 500 items, while Foodstuffs is putting 110 items back to last year's prices. Former rugby star Eric Rush, who owns the Regent New World in Whangarei, says supermarkets are also supplying food banks, and Foodstuffs has just opened a social supermarket in Kaitaia following the success of one in Wellington.
Needy people just go in there and they don't have to pay for their groceries. Sounds like it's too good to be true, but all the stores around the area and Foodstuffs supply all the groceries, but you don't just go in there and free for all. You get a certain amount of credits. You might have 50 credits, and you know, a pound of butter costs 3 credits. So it's kind of trying to teach them how to budget as well.
Eric Rush. The Public Service Association says allied health workers will strike on Monday unless something drastic happens over the weekend. Organiser Will Matthews says the 10,000 technician, dentists, radiologists and other staff have been working to rule this week to try to get action on their stalled collective agreement.
It's been 2 weeks since the Employment Relations Authority released their recommendations on how to resolve the dispute. Over the weekend, the DHB said they would get us an offer this week. It's now the end of the week, and unless something drastic happens now, we will be striking on Monday.
And that's your Wātea News.